To be able to act today because Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Fish need to leave for a very important event, and we'll go ahead and take those items up, but we'll actually take action on them this afternoon, and we'll start with we'll do 479, 480, and 481 all together. So if you'd read those three, Carla.
479, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon State Police Criminal Investigations Division for the use of Oregon Department of Justice, Oregon High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Program grant funds to reimburse the state for drug interdiction efforts on behalf of the HIDTA interdiction team. 479, accept a grant in the amount of $172,700 and appropriate $40,000 for fiscal year 2014-15 from the Oregon Department of Justice and the Oregon High Intensity Drug Trafficking Areas Program for sworn personnel overtime and program expenses for Portland interdiction efforts. And 481, accept a grant in the amount of $36,000 from the Oregon Department of Justice and the Oregon High Intensity Drug Trafficking Areas Program for program expenses for Portland Metro Gang Task Force interdiction efforts.
Great, thank you. Lieutenant Krantz, Sergeant Bates, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. The ordinance is for $172,700 grant. $122,700 of that will be for the Portland Police Bureau interdiction team, and $50,000 of that will be a pass-through to OSP, who's part of that interdiction team. And we'll go into the IGA a little bit. But that's really for the fiscal years, or the actual grant years of 2013, the current one of 2014, and for the 2015 grant, of which we're requesting for this one as well. It is to facilitate the interdiction of narcotics in the Tri-County area. That team mainly focuses its efforts on the airport, train, bus, parcel, highway, interdiction efforts, targeting drug trafficking organizations through coordinated efforts between the Portland Police Bureau and our federal and state partners.
I'm not sure if everyone saw the news reports, but there were some pretty large amounts of, I think it was cocaine and heroin, interdicted this year thanks to those efforts. So some rather spectacular quantities, appalling quantities.
Yeah, we seized this past year roughly 37,000 grams of heroin and 34,000 grams of methamphetamine and 80,000 grams of cocaine this past year, up almost 500% in each one of those categories.
Wow. Thank you. Questions from the council?
So is there still crack cocaine? When you say cocaine, are you referring to
Powder cocaine? The seizures of crack cocaine have plummeted. We only seized roughly 100 grams of crack cocaine last year.
Great.
Sorry to see the resurgence of methamphetamine. I mean, all these drugs do terrible damage to the people that are addicted to them, but methamphetamine may be the worst.
It is terrible. Yeah. It absolutely is. We're happy to see the production of methamphetamine move out of the city, but yeah, the use of methamphetamine is still very high.
Yeah. Any other questions? Thank you both. Stand by. There may be some more. We'll take public testimony on all three of these items, and then again, we won't be able to act on them until this afternoon. But Lieutenant, did you want to add some things? I'm sorry.
I believe I have Ordinance 481, which is the additional for the Metro Gang Task Force.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Okay. My name is Mike Krantz. I'm a lieutenant with the Tactical Operations Division, assigned to the Gang Enforcement Team and the Metro Gang Task Force. The ordinance is to accept a grant in the amount of $36,000 from the Oregon Department of Justice High Trafficking Area Program and for program expenses for the Portland Metro Gang Task Force efforts. The mission of the Metro Gang Task Force is to identify and target for prosecution criminal enterprise street gangs or groups responsible for drug trafficking, money laundering, or violent acts in the Portland metro area. The grant will assist with the ability of the Metro Gang Task Force to carry out its mission and will assist the Portland Police Bureau with the improvement of livability through the reduction of organized criminal gang activity and the provision of harm reduction through the limitation of illegal drug supply through these gangs. Police Bureau applied for the Oregon HIDA grant in March of 2014 to support the Police Bureau and the Portland Metro Gang Task Force Initiative, which will assist in providing the means of investigation of violent street gang members who are involved in the distribution of controlled substances in the Portland area. We are notified that Oregon HIDA will grant the award of $36,000 to the Portland Metro Gang Task Force via the Portland Police Bureau and reimburses for a maximum of $36,000 for the approval calendar year of 2015, and no match is required for this grant.
Great. Great. Thank you both. Thanks very much. Okay, does anyone want to speak on these items?
Stephen Entwistle.
Okay, come on up.
Good morning, Mayor, two commissioners. My name is Stephen Entwistle, longtime Portland resident, 55 years, member of Individuals for Justice, and founder of Healing Man's Sanctuary. Also a whistleblower for Less Fortunate and helping 100 million friends. For the record, we're against this. Because it reminds me back in the early 1980s when Ronald Reagan started his ramp up of Richard Nixon's drug war. This is not a law enforcement issue, drugs. This is a health issue. Anytime you use law enforcement, you're going to have all sorts of problems. Haven't we had enough of this for the last 35 years? I mean, they got TV shows and everything all exciting and all the adrenaline and everything, and just, oh, you're such a good guy to, you know, get rid of these, you know, worthless vermin that are using these drugs. These are people. These people have families. These families have children. Okay. Law enforcement is not the way to solve this, okay? Because it'll never be solved. This is just a way to keep in place a Jim Crow system which feeds off of this, okay? They feed off of this money. They feed off of this suffering. You even got people that are waiting with catcher's mitts to catch houses and children, okay? But they don't want to change it. They want to keep it just the way it is. And unfortunately for them, people are starting to wake up. People are starting to wake up about the drug laws. They're starting to read books like Michelle Alexander's The New Jim Crow, which I recommend everybody should read before they make any decisions on any kind of drug policies whatsoever. Our prisons, we got too many people. Why aren't we having like a parole to payroll program, okay? I don't hear anybody talking about that. All I hear about is just people wanting to shove everybody out of the way so they can build in this, you know, we can make it pretty for billionaires, okay? The billionaires already have it made, okay? They know where they're going to go and when there's an emergency, okay? The rest of the folks don't. They're all on their own. Making Portland a beautiful place for billionaires to come and sit, where they have power in the parks, where they have gentrification in the neighborhoods, where they got get rid of the other, is wrong. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, then we'll... Didn't see you, Joe. Come on up.
I know I'm small, but I'm growing. For the record, my name is Joe Willis. I represent Individuals for Justice. We get very nervous about these task forces, these police officers that specialize in gang enforcement or drug enforcement. We get nervous because what happens with these task forces or groups that break off from the police department and do something the majority of their time is they become isolated. And they become people that go to the street, and then in their interpretation, if you look like a gang member, we're going to hassle you. So So we get very nervous with these task forces. And I know these are grants, but it's money to pay for something that we get very nervous about. We would rather see the police department acknowledge that they have a problem and respond to that problem instead of setting up task forces, which gets to be very dictatorial. So that's our objection. We would like you to consider that and try to put in some provisions as the police commissioner to say, hey, you know, what is the definition that you're using for gang members? And my understanding is the definition is so general that the three of us could be considered gangs.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's our problem, because when you specialize in these kinds of things, you become dictatorial and you become very anchored in your definition. So we would rather see the general police department sit down and discuss these things, and not just four or five guys that are hanging around and let's go kick some butts on the street. And that's what's happening. And you know that's happening. So put some restraints on these guys. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. I have not been around for a while, but as I listen to...
Just put your name in the record.
Oh, Laquita Lanford. Thank you, Mayor. About, you know, the funding that are funding and through. What my concerns are with that, if it gets approved, would be that I believe that we need more opportunity for people in the community of color to get help. And just not in the community of color, but as we know, where the high numbers for methamphetamine and heroin is a really big deal in our communities. Downtown, I see it every single day, and our youth, they really need help. Whether they're white, black, Asian, Latino, there's the help that is needed. The enforce of when, like Mr. Joe said about gangs, I was born in L.A., and so ever since I've been in Portland, I cannot identify with a gang because I don't see Crips and I don't see blood. So when I see information on the record in the news about this is a gang-related activity, that is hard for me to distinguish, because if I was in California, I would say I would know where to or where not to go. But in Portland, since January, we've had community violence in our community that is very shocking to any individual. So wherever it is that I'm at, I'm, as a person of color, have to be targeted by the police, which I have been recently, and the work that I do to help build and mend those relationships are very uncomfortable for myself. And so my concern is, or just one something is that we need help. And money with the police is not going to solve the help that the community needs. And when Commissioner Dan asked about crack cocaine, crack is whack. Not that many people smoking crack anymore. So those people that are been smoking crack for the last 30 years, and my mother was a crack, she was addicted to crack for 20 years. My mom has been clean for 15 years, and she lives in miracles, and she's doing very well, and I'm very proud of my mother, and she needs extensive rehabilitation. You know, so these conversations that we have with the money that are coming through our city every single day, there's opportunities for training programs, apprenticeship, to get these young men and young women the sustainable help that they need long term, not to be in a rotating door of in and out of treatment centers on the block and then still end up smoking crack, if that's what you want to call it, or our youth are picking their faces because they're addicted to meth and they mentally are unable to be in the right state of mind. So that's whether it was concerned, but I just wanted to say that's the help that we really need in this city, so that people can have sustainable lives, so that they can get back to reality of things. Thank you.
Good morning, remaining commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and drug addiction and drug trafficking are no joke. The Portland police is a joke. Right now, on Coin News, there's a story about idiotic police officers complaining about being filmed. We were illegally recorded. So it's very difficult for us to have any faith in the Portland Police Department. I do have, as you know, your new chief and I have had some engagement, and I am still optimistic that there is a desire to make community-responsive policing that respects everybody equally in this city. But when the news is reporting that a man named Mr. Shaw has been investigated by the Portland Police Department and referred to the district attorney because he records what the police do, I don't care what the circumstances are. That is a disgusting waste of money. That money should be going to this type of stuff that we're getting money from the Oregon State Police for, interdiction and prevention of drug trafficking. So while generally I recognize when we have these issues on the budget where it's important to get money from other sources into the Portland Police budget so that we can keep people from being harmed by drugs and not just reduce supply, but also help people so there's less demand. But I don't really think that I can encourage any money to go through the police department when I'm reading idiot things like Portland police officer Michael Honnell, H-O-N-L, and his business in the 10400 block of Southeast Knight Street gets involved with burglary detective Douglas Halpin, and then they're complaining because a citizen named Shaw recorded them. I don't care what they were doing, if it was an undercover drug operation. Portland police officers have dangerous habits where they have very little public trust. I like some of the cops. I can deal with them, but public perception is what we're talking about here. So go ahead and vote. Well, you won't be voting because there's not because of the quorum issue. But it's okay to take the grant. But Mayor, the Portland Police Association, and the lesser quality people there, I don't know if that includes Daryl Turner, their president, or not, but they are screwing up your efforts to have a police department that the people can believe in. So I hope that you will have a press conference with Officer Michael Honnell and burglary detective Douglas Halpin and get this crap cleared up so that the district attorney is not wasting time and money on this crap when we're trying to prevent people from being killed by methamphetamines or during trafficking of stuff like that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you all. Anyone else? Okay, I will set these three items over for this afternoon, and we'll